Have you ever had difficulties with your emotions, waking up sad, maybe even depressed, getting upset over the news on the TV, losing control of your emotions, and not doing things God's way? It's easy to do, and my brother is quite a bit different than me. He's emotional. I've learned that. Just because he doesn't show his emotions doesn't mean he doesn't have the emotions. He just doesn't know what to do with them. And apparently I don't either, because I don't always do the right thing with them. But we're quite different in that. Well, we're different in most ways when it comes to food. If I like it, he doesn't. And if he likes it, I don't. So I don't know. I love him dearly, but we have major differences. So my question is, how do you control your emotions? How do you stay on top of things so that with your emotions you can honor and please our Heavenly Father? You know, some days, I've had days where I just wanted to crawl back into bed and pull the covers over my head and wait for things to pass. And other days, I'm on struggling to control my temper so that I don't blow a fuse and don't say things I regret. You know, God doesn't want us to use either of those approaches, brethren. That's not how God wants to do things. Today, I want to encourage you to let God's peace rule your emotions. Let God's peace rule your emotions. It's almost kind of an unusual statement in one sense of the word. God's peace is one thing. How do we get it? And how does peace rule? Difficult concepts at times to wrap your mind around. But God wants us to make a decision to let His word rule us in every aspect. The way we live, the way our relationships are, the way we work, the way we play, the way we think, everything. Everything has to be done God's way to make life work. Another way to say the same thing is we must make the decision to let God's supernatural peace govern and guide every emotion and situation that we face. If you don't make that decision and you don't try to live by that decision, you end up with worry, fear, insecurity, doubt, and a whole host of other emotions that will definitely try to take control of you. And there's no worse roller coaster to ride than when you are being knocked all over the place by your emotions. I've been there. I've lived it. And it's not godly. But I said govern and guide. How does that work? It doesn't even make sense at times if you don't really think it through. We all know that God will never make us do something that we don't want to do. God gives us authority over our body and our decisions. He won't make us do something we don't choose or want to do. So what am I trying to say here? Let God's peace rule your emotions. Well, I have a verse we want to look at and explore. Colossians 3, verse 15. Colossians 3, verse 15 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts." What does that mean, brethren? Well, let's take a look at the word rule. It's Greek Strong number 1018, and it's brabuo, and it comes from the root word 1017, And it means to rule. It also has additional meanings such as arbitrate, to govern. And these are saying the same thing. According to Rick Renner, who is a Greek scholar and who's specialized sort of in the Greek language at the time of Christ and biblical days, he said in ancient times the word brabuo was used to describe the umpire or the referee who moderated and judged the athletic competitions that were so popular in the ancient world, and especially started by Greek culture. So that gives us a little more information. You know, those, like today, when an umpire makes a decision, in those days they didn't have all the electronics, the instant replays, and they made decisions that weren't always right. But the decision they made, everybody had to honor and had to live by. They had rule over the game. They had control over the outcome of the game. Just as we are to have control and rule over our emotions. Malachi 2:5 says, "My covenant," this is Christ speaking, who is the word of the Old Testament, "my covenant was with him, one of life and peace." And listen to this part right here. "And I gave them to him, life and peace, that he might fear me." So he feared me and he was revered before my name. So here we see that life and peace is a gift from God. So if we want to have godly peace, if we want to have the peace that gives us the ability to be content, that may not be the right word, the best word, to be able to endure life's hardships in a Christian way, we have to have God's peace. We don't have to try to manufacture a peace. We just have to get on our knees and ask for God's peace. And then, for that peace to take effect in our life, we have to live and obey God. We have to follow him in everything. And then God blesses us with his peace. Because one of the outcomes of living God's way is peace. Now, it doesn't always work in this world because we're living in Satan's world, and that causes difficulties. But peace is a gift from God, so don't ever forget that. Just as we try to yield to God's Spirit and allow it to teach us, to guide us, to help us turn to God, to teach us from God's Word, so does it work with God's peace. If we yield to God, he will bless us with his peace. It must be our decision to follow God, to let him lead us, to let him inspire us, to surrender to his peace and his will. And just like the teams in ancient Greece surrendered to the umpire's decision, we surrender to God. Everything, our finances, our marriages, our love, our outlook, our goals, everything has to be oriented to God's way. And if, as we learn to do that, as we go through life, God will bless us with his peace. He will bless us with a calm that this world sadly can never have. It's so sad to see the suffering in this world. It's so frustrating to know that there's a better way and they don't know it. And God hasn't shown it to them because now's not the best time for them. God will bless them with his way when it's best for them. He knows everything. He knows when it's best for us, and he knows when it's best for everybody else. So let God's peace rule your emotions, brethren. Let God enter your life and work with your emotions, that your emotions can glorify God and be an inspiration to those around you. My final scripture is Philippians 4, verse 7. If you'll turn there, please. Philippians 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So, brethren, give your life to God and allow God's peace to comfort you.